I am Anhat. So today we are going to read a new chapter from the first big book of How. The author is Jill S. Baum, and it's an exciting book. The first book, we've already completed that one, was titled The First Big Book of Why.
A book of why.
And now this is the book of how.
How.
Are you enjoying this book so far?
Yes, we did.
All right.
Oh, the mic is gone.
All right. So I want you to just read this new chapter. What's the title? Can you read it?
How are trees made into wooden floor?
Wow, that's an interesting question. How are trees made into wooden floors? Anhat, do you have any idea how are trees made into wooden floors?
Because they make into wooden floor with this man.
Alright, so you see a picture of a man with a saw.
A saw.
A chainsaw, and he is trying to cut the tree. And what do you understand by that picture? What do you think he's doing? He's cutting the tree, of course, but after cutting the tree, what is he going to do with that tree?
Do go in this. What's this?
That looks more like a store and a shelf where all the wood pieces are cut into proper stacks and shelves, and then they're arranged in a nice manner so that people can come and buy them for their homes. So, how are trees made into wooden floors? All right, are you ready to read it?
Yeah.
All right, let's go for it. First, trees are cut into logs. Workers check to make sure there aren't very many knots. So you see these round circles. These are called knots. And the worker, they want to make sure
they're not spots,
yes. And then the workers, they want to make sure they aren't very many knots, because they are very weak and might crack easily. So if a wood which is cut into logs has too many knots or a knotted spots, it might be termed as a weak log. So we don't want that. All right. So saws cut the logs into thick boards called planks.
These are planks
in the picture, that's right.
They're called wood.
A machine sands and planks to smooth away jagged saw marks.
And what's this?
All right, so that's a tongue and groove. I'll let you know what that is. But before that, we were trying to understand what's sanding. So sanding is done to smoothen out the edges of a plank, a wooden plank. So a sanding is done by using a sandpaper, like you have a sandpaper with a rough surface on one end and the other end has a smooth surface. So use the sandpaper to smoothen the edges of the wooden planks so that the planks, they don't have any rough edges that might hurt someone, okay, while holding it. So another machine cuts tongue and groove edges into planks. So tongue and groove edges are then cut using a machine into planks when laid side by side to make a floor. Each plank's tongue fits tightly into another plank's groove. Interesting. So, you see the lock here? That's a tongue and a groove lock. So, the way all these planks are laid down on the floor is with the help of the tongue and the groove. If you have this kind of a lock structure, it makes all the planks easily fit into each other.
Only woods.
Yes, all the planks.
These are woods.
Wooden planks, yes. All these wooden planks, they easily fit into each other and then form a smooth surface on your floor. All right?
And for people to buy these.
Yeah, people buy them from the store all
the
time.
How about five? 5 planks.
Well, you can buy as many as you want depending on how much do you need per square foot. You have to measure what's the area of your room or the place where you want to build a flooring.
And how about 20 planks?
Yeah, you can buy as many as you want. And all it matters is the size and the area where you're building your flooring. And then, yeah, you just go and buy those planks and they come in boxes as a set.
If you don't have a plank in your house?
Well, you don't need to keep them in your home. You just need to buy them based on the area and then you build your flooring. If you want.
If you don't have a floor in your house?
Well, it's especially for new homes. When new homes are being built, they want a new flooring, right? For that, we buy these planks and build a new flooring, and they come in different colors too. But also, if you want to change your flooring, if your flooring is pretty old, like if you're in an old house or your flooring is pretty old, some people like changing their flooring too, based on their taste.
We have a new floor.
Well, our floor is not bad. Looks good. But down the line, maybe another 5-10 years, somebody might want to change it.
We have a new floor.
Well, it's not new. It's kind of old, but not very old. So it's still in a good shape and we can still use it. Right?
Yeah.
All right. So many farms grow trees, especially for flooring and cabinet making. So there are a lot of farms that they grow trees on just to cut them when they grow and use them for making planks. Some of the most popular...
How about wooden floors?
Yeah, that's what I was talking about, wooden floors. But there are special kind of trees that people usually prefer while cutting and making planks and other wooden structures out of it. So those popular trees, would you like to know the name of those popular trees? Okay, I'll let you know the name of those trees. The name of those trees are oak, ash, walnut, maple, hickory, pine, beech, and cherry. Oh wow, there's so many trees here. Can you read those names again for me?
Oak.
Oak.
Ash.
Ash. Walnut.
Walnut.
Maple.
Maple.
Hickory.
Hickory.
Pine.
Pine. Beeches and...
Beech and...
Cherry.
Cherry. Good job, Anhad. You did a good job.
And can you read this?
All right, so people experiment with new flooring materials such as bamboo, concrete, cork, rubber, glass, and even leather. Pennies or bottle caps. All right, that's just an experiment. People mostly do. So here comes another exciting topic from the Little Kids Big Book of How by Jill Esbaum. Now this is another exciting topic and I want you to read this for me. So can you read it?
How does a hair dry make hair?
All right, so how does a hair dryer make heat?
I'm very close.
Yeah, you were very close and yeah, you read it well. So it's okay. I mean, you're improving every day, so that's great. So Anhad, I want you to describe me what do you see in this picture over here?
A hair dryer.
A hair dryer. And do you remember using a hair dryer ever?
Yeah.
When was the last time you used a hair dryer?
When I do nai-nai.
Or you take a shower, right? Awesome. And what does it actually do?
They dry the hair.
they dry their hair. And how do they dry their hair? Is there anything special in them? What makes them dry your hair? How does they dry your hair?
This one. Then they're inside this.
Yeah, okay, but what exactly makes them dry your hair? When you start them, what happens? When you start a hair dryer, what happens?
They dry the hair.
Yep, they dry the hair, but how?
Because they have heat.
They have heat. That's
and
it.
And lay in the back of the... What's the back of...
We'll come down to all those questions, but first of all, we need to understand, what does a hair dryer do? It dries your hair, that's right, but how does it do that? You said by heat. That's very close. So it blows out some hot air or a cool air, and with that air, your hair dries, right?
And then what's the back of the hair dryer?
All right, that's some sort of a filter. We'll come up to that. You can see all of that in the picture. I can see it, but we're gonna understand more about the hair dryer as we read it. So are you ready to read about the hair dryer? Awesome. A hair dryer has a bare coiled wire called a heating element. So that's a heating element that you were asking about. In the picture, you see there's a heating element inside the hair dryer that makes the hair dryer blow out warm or hot air. So heating element is inside. When you switch on the dryer, electricity heats the wire.
And some electricity tower.
Electricity heats the wire until it's red hot. So these wires, they become red hot inside the hair dryer. A small fan pulls air into one end of the dryer. So you can see there's a small fan over here, which pulls air into one end of the dryer. As the air travels across the heating element, it gets hot. That hot air blows out through the dryer's nozzle. The front part of the dryer is called a nozzle. That's the part where the air actually blows out. So now you know how does hair dryer works. How does a hair dryer make heat and can dry your hair? And what do you see in this picture? Can you tell me?
He has a hair dryer. He's drying the hair.
The lady's holding a hair dryer in one hand and she's using it to dry off her wet hair. Awesome. All right, moving forward, what do you see over here? And it's a nice picture. What do you see here?
Someone is drying the dog's hair.
Yeah, so you can also use a hair dryer to dry out the hair of a dog, the body hair of a dog, right? Hair dryers are used for more than drying hair as well. Sometimes people use them to thaw frozen door locks, dry paint quickly, soften the ice cream, and even to dry a dog's wet fur. It takes only about half a second to heat the cool air sucked into the hair dryer and blow it out the other end. If the air stayed inside the dryer any longer, it would get too hot and burn your hair. So The hair dryer has a mechanism inside that pulls the air from one end and blows it out from the other, which is the nozzle.